Thanks for joining our Healthy Conversation. This is a podcast where we talk about health, nutrition, food, and lifestyle. I'm Anjali, and I'm a food blogger, food and health enthusiast, and joining me is my good friend. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Jolene. I'm a physician and also interested in health, nutrition, and lifestyle. It's great to chat today.
I'm really excited about our podcast, Jolene, because I feel like these are topics that we talk about anyways in our free time when we're chatting or just to share information. So I think it'll be great to sort of spread this knowledge to our friends listening in.
Right. So today we're talking about the world's favorite food, pizza. And what I've noticed is that pizza has become one of those meals that has become into the regular routine of meals every week for families. I don't know if it's like that for you, but it's kind of that go-to meal.
I had pizza last night.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember when I was little that pizza was a special treat. I feel like I had it once a month. It was always homemade. Now it's usually ordered. It's packed with calories, sodium, fat, cholesterol, and I think a lot of parents think that it's one of those meals that has all of the food groups.
Right. Well, it has, you know, the grains, it's got the dough, we've got cheese in there, so you get that fat, but also dairy, and then whatever your toppings are. So you could have protein, you could have veggies. Yeah, you're right. It does sound like all the food groups, but it's a meal of convenience now, and it's so quick and easy to just dial a number and have your dinner arrive steaming hot and ready for consumption.
I read recently that it is the second highest source of calories for kids in America, and that on days that kids are eating pizza, they're actually consuming overall a lot more calories in a day. So it's kind of maybe become a bit of a pizza crisis for us. Well, you do a lot of cooking. Do you make your own pizza?
I do. You know what? I love making my own pizza, and I found a way that is super quick and easy. It's actually faster than ordering pizza in. And what I do is I usually have some whole wheat pita bread, flatbread, Greek style or Lebanese or whatever you have or whatever you like. It could be thin or thicker, but I always have that kind of around my house in the fridge. And what I do is I top it just the way I would top a pizza, but I have a couple of tricks.
Wow, great idea.
And it cooks up really fast. The pita bread is already cooked, so you don't really have to wait for the dough to cook or rise or anything like that.
So is it like a thin crust kind of crispy pizza?
Yeah, so it ends up being crispy. What I do is I put some tomato sauce or some pizza sauce on to the pita bread. I top it.
Do you make your own pizza sauce?
I don't, but I try to choose something that I think is, you know, less sodium or sometimes even strained tomatoes. If you have a hand blender, you can do that at home. It depends kind of how cautious you are, but I'm sure most people are okay with a little bit of pizza sauce, or salsa is a good option too. Yeah. Less sugar in there.
Great idea.
And what I do, which is I think the thing that saves us, is I always put a layer of baby organic spinach on the pizza first.
And I guess you don't have kids, but I wonder if my kids would eat that.
So what then I do after is I add the rest of the toppings, and at the very end I sprinkle the cheese on top. So it looks like there's more cheese than there is, and it's really just a tiny bit of cheese, and it melts on, and it looks like a regular pizza. So you can kind of disguise how many veggies you have going on.
Great idea. What I do is, I actually recently got a pizza stone. I invested. I had a really cheap one that we destroyed on the barbecue. So I got a really good one. And I have found an organic bakery by my house. But there's a couple bakeries, or even if you just go to the grocery store, that sells the pizza dough.
Okay.
And it's literally less than $2. I think it's $1.75. And it makes two pizzas. And you can just spread it out into a thin crust. I get my kids to help. And I just cut up all the veggies and meats and let them pick. Then my little trick is that while it's in the oven, I have a plate cut up of veggies, so peppers, celery, carrots, and lots of veggies, and even apple slices and that kind of thing. And I tell my kids it's their appy, and they have to have it before the pizza is done cooking. And now they ask every time we make pizza, they're like, "Where's our appy?" And they know that they've kind of loaded up on veggies, and I know that they've got a good dose of veggies and fruits before we go into that kind of more carb heavy meal. But because we've made it ourselves, I know what's gone into it. I've made the dough really thin, so they're not getting a huge dose of bread, and then I kind of try to limit it to more of a special meal now. After I read that article, I've been kind of trying to maybe once every 2 weeks or once every 3 weeks doing it, but it is really convenient.
It is so convenient. But you know what? Now we have two different ways that you can make a quick, healthy meal at home for your family and some ways to disguise the veggies. Mm-hmm. And almost, I don't want to say trick, but entice people at home to eat the veggies first. So those are some great tips. And you know what? We're going to talk more about those sodium traps in podcasts to come. There's so many out there.
Yeah. I mean, I do the same. I use store-bought pizza sauce, but that's where there's a lot of sodium hiding. And we're going to talk about that next time, all the places that you can find salt and how much salt is too much for kids and for adults.
And what you can use instead. There are salt alternatives out there that we can use in our cooking. So lots more to come, guys. Thanks so much for joining us on this healthy conversation. We'll chat again next time.
Bye for now.